from the information that I've gotten, it seems that a few of you guys have known each other for a while, and you've been playing for a while. Is that one of the reasons why your sound is so different? Because you guys have had time to kind of really experience each other musically and find each other's sound?
Well, yeah, I definitely think being comfortable with each other has a lot to do with it. I don't know, it kind of allows for innovation, like, you know, allows us to experiment without being worried about, you know, things being taken the wrong way.
Okay. The first song that I heard from you guys, I'm pretty sure it was Speak Up, and the sound, the vocal sound on there is incredible. It sounds, in the beginning, you've got all these instruments going on, and it's great, and it's beautiful, and then, I'm not sure who's singing, I'm pretty sure it's Donald.
Yeah, here, let me pass the phone to him.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Donald?
How's it going?
Pretty good. We're talking, I was just talking before about your voice for Speak Up. Is that your natural singing voice? I mean, you kind of have, like, a little bit of, like, a bluegrass meets, like, Billie Holiday sound going on there.
That's kind of just the voice that came out. When I first wrote the song, it was actually a full step down from where it is on the recording. And then, like, our producer, Nico, just asked me, like, you want to try doing a full step up? And we did it, and, I mean, I was able to sing, and it kind of just came out that way.
Okay, what are some of your vocal influences? I mean, again, how do you come out with that voice? Because I'm listening to you now, and it's not even anywhere close, so how did that come about?
I don't know. I mean, like, I guess, you know, like, some of the bands I've, like, always listened to are just, like, I don't know, Radiohead, was, you know, Tom York's a big influence. But, I mean, I can't sing like Tom York. I don't know. I never really thought of it too much. I used to just mainly play guitar, and then once I joined this band, that was, like, the first time I kind of started singing. And it just kind of happened that way, I guess.
Okay, is this something that you'd like to do more of in the future?
Oh, yes, for sure. I mean, like, being in this band, like, we love, you know, harmony is a big, big part of this band, and, like, I'm trying, you know, to step up my game and keep up with the times and sort of, I don't know, just try to use my body to its full potential, I guess.
Okay, sounds great. Can I get Alex?
Yeah, for sure.
Hello?
What's up, Alex?
Hey.
I've listened to Morning Glory, and I really like what you did as far as, like, with the lyrics and vocals in that song. What was the inspiration behind that song?
The inspiration was actually a little deeper. It's it has a lot to do with just playing music in general, to be honest. The name itself is Morning Glory in the literal sense. It has a lot to do with kind of, like, dreading as much as, you know, anticipating the anxiety of waiting for, you know, success and or, you know, your hopes and dreams coming to fruition as a musician. Excuse the alliteration.
That's okay. All right, so what are some of your inspirations as far as music goes?
I have a lot of different inspirations. In my car right now, maybe it's Nina Simone. But direct inspiration for playing music, I really loved Nirvana as a child.
Nice.
I was like, you know, I want to play guitar.
Yeah.
Or Cobain, you know.
Is that one of the reasons why, you're doing, like, the writing, the vocal, and the guitar? I mean, because that's pretty much in the same vein as somebody like a Cobain.
Sort of, yeah. Well, I mean, all of us kind of switch around, but in general, I find it easiest to play or write on guitar. But it's different for different songs, definitely.
Okay, what do you think of that? I mean, I'm looking at the track list for your EP, and you guys are playing, like, a million instruments. You're all switching up and stuff. how do you think that works?
Well, I love it. That's kind of how... It's the game plan. That's, like, our game plan at work is when we switch instruments in that way. Is that we all kind of get, from song to song, we were fulfilled, you know what I mean? We're all satisfied in different ways at different songs, and it's hard in different bands to be able to do that for everyone. A lot of bands kind of like, and even our band, you have to sacrifice someone's idea or what someone wants to do. But when you have the ability to switch around, it lets everyone kind of get the most out of the whole experience, writing and playing-wise.
Okay, sounds great. Can I talk to Donald?
Yeah.
Hello?
What's up, Donald?
Hey.
How does it feel to be a bassist and a piano player at the same time, like, in the same band? It's pretty interesting.
I don't know. I never really think about it too much because, like, it's kind of just, you know, like, I play piano, so it kind of just all relates, you know, and guitar, and they, you know, left hand's doing bass and right hand's doing, you know, melody.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, it's just kind of like, I can't really explain it too well. I was able to do it, I don't know. But, you know, then again, everyone else is kind of doing the same thing. We all kind of switch off instruments and, but, like, I don't know, I've just always been really, you know, capable, I guess. I don't know if that's the right word, but just able to play string instruments and understand, you know, like, I guess, what they're doing.
Okay, I mean, how do you feel about just everything working all at the same time? Because, I mean, it's pretty interesting. It's like the first 10-15 seconds of Speak Up, you get a great idea of what the band is all about because you hear all of these instruments.
Yeah,
at the same time.
It, like I said, you can't, when you think about it too much, like, then you actually realize what's happening, and you kind of just zone out and feel it more than think about the notes you're playing. You know, you kind of try to feel the music as much as you can, because sometimes I do think about it, and then I mess up, and it just sounds terrible.
Okay, so it's more instinctual than...
Yeah, I mean, like, definitely it takes, you know, practice and to, like, separate the two. It's kind of like thinking with both of your parts of your brain at the same time.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, it's just kind of, you know, repetition and coming to practice every day and, you know, eventually being able to zone out without thinking about it.
Okay. Can I talk to Alex?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Alex?
You again?
Yeah, you again. I was just going to ask you, I haven't heard all of the songs on the EP yet because they're obviously not available, but just how is Rubbed Raw different than Morning Glory?
Well, Rubbed Raw's kind of more so just a harsh love song, to be honest. It's me kind of talking to my girlfriend right now in real time. But I don't want to get into it too deep, but it's a lot more of a rock song, and it didn't start out that way. It was not planned to be a rock song at all, actually.
Yeah.
So we played it acoustic, and we recorded it acoustic, too. We recorded on, I think, a classical and a steel string, which was random because it ended up sounding totally different once we put on electric guitars and realized, oh, wow, this sounds really cool, you know. But it's much more of a love song. It's a lot less about music, a lot more about just, you know, a personal relationship.
Okay. All right, sounds great. Can I get Jordan?
Oh, Jordan's actually not in.
Okay. No problem. I kind of felt bad because I'm like, I haven't spoken to him yet.
Oh, no.
So now I don't feel bad. All right, so if you don't mind, I'll ask you the question that I was going to ask him, and I'll just rephrase it a little bit differently. He joined the band later. I mean, how has he had an effect on you guys?
Honestly, he's had a huge effect on us. He joined the band later, but having Jordan really did change things a lot. We didn't have a solid drummer like him also until he came around, to be honest. But it's really good to hear how, like, a song can change once you bring it to a drummer who knows rhythm the way he does. It's like you have one expectation for the song, or one kind of image for a song, and he'll either add to it or change it into something completely cooler, you know, than you thought you had at the time. And it's really good to have a guy like that. Especially, he's so young.
How old is he?
He's 18.
Oh, wow. Okay. So he's kind of like, he kind of, like, hits the jackpot in a way. He gets in a band with these talented musicians that I
don't mean. Oh, flattery will get you anywhere.
No, that's great, though. How old is the entire band, if you don't mind me asking?
Me and Matt are 20, and Don is 22.
Okay, so you guys are babies. You're young. Okay. All right, sweet. As far as, like, what the future holds, I mean, you guys just got signed to Vapor. I mean, what's Vapor Records? What are you guys looking forward to doing in the future? And if you don't mind, after you answer, we'll just pass it around a little bit.
Yeah. Personally, just making as much music as we can together and, you know, hopefully touching as many people in the process. You know, hopefully we can help people through what we're saying or relate to people through what we're doing.
Okay.
Do you wanna hear other guys' responses on that one?
Uh-huh.
I'll let them speak for themselves.
Uh-huh. Yeah, basically the question was, what do you think the future holds for you guys? What do you want to get done?
Well, in the immediate future, hopefully play some shows, let people know that we're here. And then, you know, after that, kind of let them know that, you know, what we do isn't necessarily the normal thing, but, you know, we make it work through, I guess, friendship, collaboration, kind of trust in one another. I guess that can kind of serve as a model for a lot of different things.
Okay, sounds great.
Cool.
There's one more person I haven't spoken to, right, with that question?
Oh, yeah. Hello?
Yeah. So basically the question is, where do you see the band going? Where do you see your career progressing in the near future?
Wow, that's a good question. I guess, like everyone else was saying, you know, just to be able to play as much music and experience as much of life as we possibly can, and, you know, getting in touch with, you know, everybody else, and hopefully, like, you know, making, like, just one entity of our band and the world, and I don't know. Is that kind of touching on what you're asking?
Yeah, absolutely. Is there anything that any of you guys want to say about the band? Anything that, like, we haven't touched base upon?
Do you guys have anything you'd like to say that we haven't touched base upon? I mean, I feel like you asked some pretty awesome questions that we hopefully answered pretty good. I don't know what else we could offer.
You guys did a great job. It was a complete blast. A little different. Pass the phone around, but that's cool.
Awesome. We're definitely, you know, we all have an opinion. We all love to share our opinions, and that's what, you know, our band is all about, I guess.
Okay.